Well, thank you very much indeed to all our panelists. We have, I think, emerging from this conversation a number of questions still on the table, as we've been reminded, but some very specific issues which I think there is a real willingness to take up. This question of shaping common values among our traditions, and also finding some way of expressing that in some published guidance drawn up along with statutory authorities. I think that is something we can work on. We've heard assurances from Norman that that's something which, as he said, he's up for. I think that's a simple, concrete goal which has been defined this morning and which we can work on and should work on. But it's part, of course, of that wider challenge of shaping that common discourse about mental health which all our faith communities need to be signed up to. It's as if, I think, in the territory we've mapped this morning, the faith communities are looking in two directions. Looking in one direction, they have to be able credibly to assure partners that indeed faith is part of the solution, not part of the problem. We are all confident of that. We know that can be done. We're also, I think, because we've been honest this morning, aware that there are elements of some people's religious discourse which are part of the problem. And so facing the other direction, we have to ask some sharp self-critical questions about the way in which the language of blame can be used, the language of guilt, the language of failure, and of course the language of possession. All of these shortcuts in dealing with a massively complex human issue, which is not, as the Imam so powerfully said, not about fault. So, yes, some sharp questions to what you might call the health establishment, which I think we're very properly entitled to be asking in the name of holistic care, and some sharp questions to ourselves and to our own congregations and our own colleagues. The question was addressed directly to me: is the mental health agenda just an add-on for us? Well, I don't see how it can be if we are serious about the holistic approach that's been sketched this morning. In terms of our own church, it's something which has, I think, noticeably come up the agenda in the last couple of years, and, well, I think we intend to keep it there. I was also very moved by what you said, Rosalie, about expectant mothers. It is an issue that can't be addressed too early, and we are beginning to understand more and more how early experience does shape the possibilities for later life. The work that's been done by people like Sue Gerhardt on the neurological effects of emotional privation in early infancy is something which certainly has had a big impact on myself, and I know on many others, and that has to be in this picture too. But all in all, I think we've had a very, very stimulating morning. We've had some very direct and very courageous and very clear statements about where we are. We've obviously had some fertile discussion around the tables. So it remains for me simply to say thank you once again to all of you for joining us this morning, to the media who've been with us and their interest in this subject, to the panelists, and of course to the staff of Time to Change and my own colleagues here at Lambeth Palace for the enormous amount of work that's been put into drawing you together and making this event work. So thank you very much, and I hope this will be more of a beginning than an end. We have quite an agenda to address, quite a hill to climb in terms of attitudes and possibilities, but there's great determination around and vision to do something which addresses the problems that we began with, the problems of, as was said, compounding people's individual sufferings by corporate insensitivity and communal insensitivity. Let's address that. We can do it. We must, and I believe we shall. Thank you very much, all of you.